To download the detailed scenario, please click on the PDF icon. Amaya's shadowing of Isaac gave her invaluable insights into what it takes to build an optimal architectural solution for a client like Universal HealthBit. However, Isaac knows that each client brings a unique set of needs that is peculiar to their trade, size, and technological development. He would like to see how Amaya takes what she has learned from Universal HealthBit and apply it to their new client, Acme Insurance. And I use those requirements to map out an optimal solution. Acme Insurance is a 50-year-old property and casualty insurance company. A few years ago, Acme hired an external vendor to implement a Salesforce pilot for a limited set of products and customers. The pilot was a huge success, and now Acme is planning to bring all products and customers onto the same platform. Acme is concerned that the pilot, as implemented, will not scale to the demands of the full business and is looking for recommendations. Acme is undergoing a transformation and has identified these challenges that the implementation might be able to help with. Existing system for tracking insurance applications is built on a legacy, non-supported platform, and has reached a point when any changes to it are very difficult and create cascading production issues. Acme has a quarterly production release cycle. With the increasing pace of business and mounting competitive pressures, Acme expects the need for frequent releases. Acme is undergoing a transformation and has identified these challenges that the implementation might be able to help with. Large number of processes are manual and require double or triple entry, so all Acme business subject matter experts are extremely busy with no availability for improvements. Acme employs 20,000 employees, but there is no internal communication mechanism for them. Acme is hoping to address this issue with the full implementation of the pilot. Acme sells directly to consumers and also works with independent agents. Acme wants to provide access to the system to applicants, internal users, and agents. Acme has approximately 50 million customers currently and expects the number to grow. Acme would like to provide an ability for insurance applicants to register and fill out an online form. They should be able to use their Facebook or Google credentials to register and for subsequent logins. They need to be able to start, pause, continue the applications, since some of the information they need may not be readily available. Acme requires pictures of the property to be insured, and has found that most of their consumers would prefer to do that using a smartphone. Applicants should be able to view and edit only their own applications, and can opt in to receive an SMS notification and an email when their application is approved. After the application is approved, they need to electronically sign the document. Acme has an agent sales group that onboards new agents. Once the agent is onboarded, the agent should be provided with an access to a portal where they can enter new leads, keep track of in-process applications, and view their commissions. Commissions are calculated as a nightly batch in an existing on-premise system. Acme works with approximately 15,000 agents. The agent sales group is responsible for monitoring and reporting on leads and applications entered by their agents. Currently, the underwriting process is very manual and takes 4 weeks on average. As a part of the digitization initiative, Acme would like to automate as much as possible. They would like to automatically approve, reject the majority of applications, with underwriters only working on the more difficult cases. Currently, underwriters log into the following browser-based systems when they work on the applications: claims, risk analysis, and rating. Even for the manual cases, Acme would like to streamline the processes and have an ability for underwriters to seamlessly log into all the systems. Additionally, all those systems provide API access, both SOAP and REST. Even for the manual cases, Acme would like to streamline the processes and have an ability for underwriters to seamlessly log into all the systems. Additionally, all those systems provide API access, both SOAP and REST. The company grew by acquisition and inherited multiple historical claim systems along the way. Depending on the product sold, different claim systems may need to be consulted. It is expected that there will be more claims systems in the future. Risk Analysis is a proprietary system that uses advanced statistical modeling to determine a prospect's risk profile. Acme is considering moving this functionality to Salesforce and would like a recommendation. The rating system is an on-premise pricing engine. It is very complex and is used by multiple other systems. Since the data in the system is very sensitive and Acme has no experience with an inbound web service call, the security team would like to better understand how to secure the connection. On average, Acme is receiving 20,000 claims a day. There is an existing homegrown claims portal that provides customers an ability to file new claims, check on status, and view historical information. The system has been built recently and is performing well, but Acme would like their users to have a streamlined experience from the application process to filing claims. Currently, customers are provided with a login when their application is approved. Acme would like to continue using the existing system, but doesn't want users to become confused with separate logins, one they use during the application process, and one they use once they have been accepted as members. Currently, applications are entered manually in this system, but this is very error-prone and labor-intensive. There is a data warehouse that performs a periodic analysis of applications for fraud. This process analyzes data from claims, past fraud models, social data, and compares them to new applications. The pilot was done by a small group with few processes formalized. To enable agility, changes were often made directly in production. As a financial institution, Acme is subject to regulations and wants to ensure that it can provide full traceability of requirements and a separation of concerns. Additionally, strict access to the system is required. As employees are hired to Acme and subsequently leave, Acme needs to ensure that their accounts are set up and disabled in a streamlined manner. The original vendor is not being considered for the implementation, and Acme has limited in-house development resources. There are few SMEs that have retained the knowledge of the original implementation. Early audit of the system revealed that the system is very complex, and most of the integrations are performed using at-future callouts. For all other systems, Acme follows the following environment promotion: development, system integration, QA, staging, production. Acme would like help determining whether that sequence would be appropriate for Salesforce. For all other systems, Acme follows the following environment promotion: development, system integration, QA, staging, production. Acme would like help determining whether that sequence would be appropriate for Salesforce. Acme would like help determining what sandboxes are required and what activities will be performed in each. With the regulation constraints and expected frequent releases, Acme is willing to invest upfront to build best-in-class DevOps practices. And would like advice on how to structure a Center of Excellence, COE, and to employ tools and processes to improve deployments, testing, and development practices.